mean you. These are actually spiritual mappings. You can tell where you are from this 7 points I'm giving to you. You can tell whether you are in the place of setup. You can tell whether you are in the place of vision. You can tell whether you are in the place of responsibility. And the next 4 points I'm going to give you. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not miss God's map for your life. Say a big amen.
Amen.
Because there's a spiritual, and I pray that you will not miss it. So today, quickly, write this down. I feel tonight we are going to be planting a lot of seeds. I believe we are going to be planting a lot of seeds tonight. So the fourth point I want to share is what I call divine work. Can we all say divine work? So let's turn again our Bible to the book of Genesis 26, verse 12. Genesis 26, verse 12. I want to appreciate the media team that have been helping me since yesterday. And trust God that we're able to do this again together. Yes, I know you know that I love message, but I usually use message when I want to divide it very well. So let's start from NIV. Do you have NIV or New King James? So let's read together. One to go. Isaac. Let's read it slowly. One to go. Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped 100-fold. Because, tell your neighbor, because. It was not because of the weather. It was not even because of the soil. In every man's life, there's a because. So the summary is that he did his own part, but because, can I have that passage? Because the Lord blessed him. I pray, in addition to your work, may the Lord bless you. I would love to spend some time on this verse. And the first thing there that ministers to me was that the Bible did not start by saying he planted a seed. Is that what you see in your Bible? In fact, I had to go through all Bible translations, versions. I discovered that the name Isaac was mentioned. So it means that for every seed to grow, God, first of all, is looking for the man that will plant that seed. Look at your neighbor and say, tonight, plant your own seed. Look at someone and say, tonight, plant many seeds. The first thing you see the Bible says was Isaac. The second thing you see there was that he planted seed. Other translation says he planted crops. Now, for me, I have issues with that. Because I know that Isaac's father was not into farming. He was raising cows, cattle. Do you agree with me? Let me be sure. Do you agree with me? Yes. And I also know that his wife, from their family also, they were into rearing of cattle. They were into animal husband. You agree with me also? Let me be sure. Do you agree with me also? And I also discovered that when you read down that passage, let's go to that passage in Genesis 26, verse 13, even though I'm trying to jump now, but go to verse 10. The Bible says, the man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became wealthy. Verse 14. Can we read verse 14 together? One to go. He had so many what? Flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines heavy him. I was thinking that in verse 14, what the Bible said, that since he planted crops, what we should be seeing? We should be seeing something like, and he had many baskets. But is that what you saw? That's not what you saw. I'm going somewhere this morning, this evening. So the Bible says he planted crops. Something that was strange to me. It was strange. Because the Isaac I know and his parents I knew or talked about, they were not farming per se. But the Bible says he planted crops. And not only that he planted crops, the Bible says when he planted crops in 2023, what happened that same 2023? I used to think that when the Bible says he planted crops, I used to think that after 1 year, he got an harvest. How many of you think like that? Let me see your hand. God bless you. That's what I used to think. I used to think that maybe it was 1 year after. So it shows that if he has planted that crops maybe in July, when is dry season in okay, let's say he planted July or February, Bible says that same year he reaped 100-fold. The question is, what is 100-fold? 100-fold means that whatever you have now, God wants to add 20 to it. Some of you did not get what I just said. So it means that whatever you make in a year, God is saying that if you follow this principle, before the end of 2023, I can add 20 into what you have. Lift up your hands. May the Lord add 20. Amen. The way you say the amen, you are not. May the Lord add 20. So the Lord added 20. So the question is this: how come that he planted crops? Why not the issue of animals, rain of animals? And this is what the Lord told me, and this is for someone. Listen, in the name of Jesus, before the end of this year, may the Lord open your eyes to that opportunity. That thing that you have not been taught before. That thing that you did not study before. That thing that is not in your family lineage. That trade, that connection, that thing catapult you within 1 year. May the Lord open your eyes to see it. He was supposed to be into animal farming, but his eyes was open. And he saw that, his crops. Let me plant crops. Everybody lift up your hands. May the Lord give you eyes that see. Yeah. If I can, you stand up and pray that prayer. Say, Lord, give me eyes that see. Between now and the end of this year. Eyes that see. Eyes that see, oh God. Eyes that see. Eyes that see. Eyes that see. Can you put your hand on your eyes and say, Lord, give me eyes that see. Eyes of God that sees. Please pray that prayer. It's a prayer conference. Eyes that see. Eyes that see. Eyes that see. Eyes that see. Carrelebos. Hearelebos. Say tire. Media, can you give me Proverbs 20 verse 12 in message? Eyes that see. Eyes that see. Eyes that see. In Jesus' name we are prayed. I said, in Jesus' name we are prayed. Keep on standing. Beloved, his eyes was open. He saw an opportunity. Can we read Proverbs 20 verse 12 from the message? One to go. Ears that hear, eyes that see. We get our basic equipment Your eye is an equipment. Your eyes is an equipment that God can use to open your eyes to see something that within a year it can add 2 zeros. God can open your eyes to it. Lift up your hands. Eyes that see, O Lord. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Eyes that see, O God. Before the end of this month, before the end of this year, eyes that see, O God. Eyes that see, O God. Eyes that see, O God. Eyes. Oh, my God. Can you pray tonight? Church, can you pray tonight? Eyes that see. Eyes that see. Kayelebos Libra Sekete Liba Satayadabas Ekato Liba Satayadabas. Eyes that see, O God. Can you be specific now over that my work, over that my business, over that my studies, over that the works of my hands? Eyes that sees, O God. Eyes that sees. Eyes that sees, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Please be seated. Eyes that see. Ears. Give us that passage in Proverbs 20, verse. Ears that hear. This morning, God's servant was talking about God's ear. I wrote that one down. God's ear. Beloved, when you look at this passage, it says that not every ear is that ear. You know, we have a new government in place. And there's a probability that there might be some policies that might favor some. Lift up your hands. May you hear those policies. May you hear them before others will hear them. Eyes that see. I don't know how Reverend saw this land. But I'm very sure that many people will pass this land and not see through of us. Is it possible that what God will use to bless your life is by your gates? Is by your environment? But what is lacking? Eyes that what? Eyes that see. How come that this man went into crops? Why not cattle? Why not into animals? But he went into, and when you read that verse, he discovered that immediately he was done with the 100-fold blessings, as if he left it and moved to something else. Eyes that see. Listen to me, brethren. God can open your eyes to something that you will see, and the returns is enough for generation to come. Because there's an eye that what? Thank you, Father. Lord, we receive eyes that see from this conference. In the name of Jesus. Another thing also I see in that passage in Genesis 26, 12. The Bible says, he planted crops in that land. That was the time of famine. So let me ask us generally. Between dry season and wet season, when is the best time to plant a seed? When is the best time? Those of you who feel it's rainy season, let me see your hand. Those of you who feel it's dry season, let me see your hand. Can I tell you, beloved, in the spiritual realm, the time to plant seeds are dry seasons. Those times when you wake up, you say, ah, it's like my body is paining me. Plant a seed of health. The time you wake up and you say, you feel that things are not going well. Can I tell you that that is the best time to do what? To plant seeds. So what we saw here was that this man planted seed. The Bible says in that land, and the same year he reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. Write down these 4 things I want to share. Number 1, seeds are words. So So be careful the word you speak, because you are planting a seed. In fact, there's a probability that where you are today are because of the words you have spoken. But much more, can I tell you that where you will be in the next 5-10 years will be based on the words you are speaking now. Tell your neighbor, words are seeds. So the words you say, you are planting seeds. And somebody might say, where is the land? Write this down. Your mind is a land. Your mind is a vast land. And the things you are saying, even though nobody is hearing it, your mind is storing them. Number two, seeds are also work. So that's why I said divine work. There are some work God will be ministering to some of us to do, even though you feel that it has nothing to do with your profession, it has nothing to do with your skill, it has nothing to do with your ability. If God says you should do it, what are you to do? Do it. That's why he told, when Jesus' mother said, whatever he tells you to do, what are you to do? You do it. I believe some people will be receiving some instructions and plant those seeds. Number three, seeds are spiritual. Seeds are spiritual. They don't work by the nature or the things we see around, even the atmosphere. They are spiritual. Number four, seed requires faith. Seeds requires faith. Praise the Lord. As I was reading this passage, I was asking myself, supposing somebody comes and asks Isaac, why are you planting these seeds? How you think it's going to grow? I think the only thing he will say is that, I have faith. I have faith that it will grow. And the fifth thing I want to say is this, seeds are eternal. Seeds do not really die. How many of you have noticed that maybe you might get a piece of land, you clear up the grass, you come back 1 week after, 1 month after, you discover that some grasses are just what? They are just growing. Who planted? Are you the one that planted it? But they are just growing. It tells you that seeds do not die. So if we must get to our real boats, we must apply and trust God for divine work that will come through the seeds we sow every day. Write this down. Every promise God gives to you requires work. Every promise God gives to you, it requires work. And I'm praying that for someone here, your hands will not be idle again. You will put your hands to work. Do you know that this Isaac that was planting crops, I hope you know that he was already a wealthy man. I hope you know that he has so much inheritance. But he was still planting crops. And the Bible says, let us to know that in the same year, he reaped 100-fold. Then let's go to verse 13. The Bible says, and the man became rich. Can you give us verse 13? Can we read verse 13 together? One to go. The man became what? And his wealth continued to what? Until it became... Let's read that again. One to go. The man became what? And his wealth what? Until it became... Can we read it one more time? One to go. And his wealth until... If you are with your Bible, whether hard or soft copy, underline the part that says his wealth continued to grow. It continued to grow. I prophesy over someone here, whatever you have will continue to grow. The Bible says it continued to grow. Is there someone here that which God has given you has stopped growing? By the reason of this convention, it will start growing and it will continue to grow in the name of Jesus Christ. So lift up your hands as I prophesy. Under this atmosphere, God will give some people new ideas, new opportunities, new skills, new abilities, new jobs, new appointments, that within 1 year, it will grip and it will produce 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Number five is what I call divine expansion. Somebody say divine expansion. So you move from divine setup to divine vision to divine responsibility. And then the next phase of your life you should move to is what we have seen, divine work, which because whatever God is doing in your life requires work. And the fifth one is divine expansion. And this is going to be a long reading, but let's start from verse 16. Can we start from verse 16? Can we read together? One to go. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Move away from us. You have become too powerful for us." Write this down. A time will come that God's blessings upon your life will cause you to move for the sake of expansion. I say this with every fear and trembling to Rehoboth International Center. That it's time for expansion. I say this to that man that is into business or into one thing or the other. God is saying to you, it's time for what? It's time for expansion. And some of you, the way your expansion will come is what we are going to see today. You might not like what we want to look at today. But for some of you, that is the only way God is going to expand you. Are you ready to look at that? So let's look at that. Let's go to verse 19. Let's see how the expansion came about. Are you in verse 19? Let's go to verse 19. Can we read verse 19 together? One to go. "And discovered a well of fresh water there." I pray that in this season we will discover fresh water. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go to verse 20. Let's go to verse 20. Can we read verse 20? One to go. Objection. Did what? So write this down. Quarrel. You see, I'm praying for someone here that may your eyes be open to what God wants to do. To Isaac, these people have come to cause quarrel. But for God, this is the only way he's going to push Isaac to expansion. And let me tell you why this is the only way. Go to verse 17. Go to verse 17. And I think that this is the state some of us are. Verse 17. Can we read verse 17 together? One to go. "So Isaac moved away from there and encamped where? And did what? And did what? Was that God's plan for Isaac? Is it possible that for some of us, you have settled where you are? Is it possible for some of us, in your walk with God, you have settled where you are? You can pray at least 30 minutes a day, 1 hour a day, you have settled there. You can do this and this in God's house, you have settled there. Or maybe even in your place of work or in your capacity, is it possible that you have settled there? And if there's one thing God hates for his people to get into, is the place of what? Of being settled. So whenever God wants to move you from that place of comfort, it will cause some shaking. And there are some of you now, you understand what you are going through now. It's as if there's just turbulence around you. It's as if something is just like, what is happening? What is happening? Can I tell you, God is telling you that you have settled there too long. So it's causing some shaking. If you understand what I'm saying, say amen to that. Amen. So it caused some shaking. So you see that in verse 10 or verse 20. Can you give us verse 20 again? So the first thing you see there was a quarrel. And the Bible says, he named the place. And then you go to verse 21. Can you go to verse 21? Can we read verse 21 together? One to go. It dug what? Another well, and they quarreled over that one also. And he named it what? Let's go to verse 22. The Bible says, he moved on from there and dug another well. And no one did what? And he named it what? Saying what? Now the Lord has given us what? And we will flourish what? For you to get to your rail boat, there must be some shaking. for. Some of us, you have become too comfortable. You have dwelt, in fact, the Bible says concerning the people of Israel, it says you have dwelt too long on this mountain. Lift up your hands. I pray that God will shake you again. Ah, oh my God. I pray that God will cause men to shake you again. Lift up your two hands. I pray that men will shake you, that your capacity will come out again. Reverend sir, we cannot be, we would not have known that there was a real boat if there was no what? It was a shaking. I have good news for you. That if you are going through any shaking, you better be rejoicing. Because it's your map to your real boat. This talk, they'll talk about real boat escalate. Is for each and every one of us to experience it in our individual lives. And sometimes I usually tell members of New Heaven Baptist Church, I say, I thank God for what God has helped us to do. By the way, New Rehoboth International Center is a beautiful church. Can we appreciate this church? I mean, so I think we need to learn a lot of things. Can you appreciate God for New Life Baptist Church, Abuja? So much to learn. So I tell them that we thank God for what God has done in our life. But I'm praying that the same God that did it in you, heaven, will do it in your life. So lift up your hands. The same God that did this work will do it in your life. That the same way we come to church every Sunday to Rehoboth, people will gather to your shop. Because it has become Rehoboth. Did you see that passage says, and they give us that passage. Give us that passage. Now the Lord has given us what? Room. I'm praying that what you have will become a center like this church we call Rehoboth. Where men will be gathering. Whatever you have now is too small. The Lord will take you there. But it will come by what? By shaking. And there are some of you, but God is shaking us. This conference is not a conference to make you comfortable. It's a conference that will shake you very well, so that you can move on. To where? To your real boat. So divine expansion is coming our way. And it will come before the end of this year. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whether you like it or not, subsidy has come. And it's shaking the nation. But I know there are some people, this shaking will take them to their real boat. See, write this down. Whenever God wants to do something big, there will be a shaking. There will be some things that we might not understand. But it's leading to our divine expansion. Lift up your hands. Whatever you are trusting that the Lord will expand, the Lord will do it for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The next thing you see there is what I call divine leadership. I'm just jumping so that we can take time to pray. Divine leadership. So the next thing God gives you is leadership. God calls you to lead. You see that in verse 28. Can we go to verse 28? Can we read together? One to go. They answered. Oh my God. Oh, let's stop there. They did what? Let's start from there. They what? They answered. Who are the they? Who are the they? They answered. We saw what? We saw clearly that the Lord was what? Was with you. What's the next thing? So we said, there ought to be a sworn agreement between us. Between us and you. Let's make a treaty with you. Divine leadership. One of the things I'm trusting God that for every member of this church, wherever you are, wherever you are working, wherever business you are doing, God will cause you to be the leader. God will cause you to lead in the name of Jesus Christ. Please look at me very well. Except God calls you to get to that place of divine leadership, there's little or less you can do. So the Bible says they saw clearly that the Lord was with him. And why? Because the Lord has blessed him. Give us that passage again. I think, thank you so much. We saw clearly. I'm praying for every one of us, to our family members, to people around us. May they see clearly that there's a God that fights our battles. That there's a God behind what is happening to us. I was so particular why the Bible says they saw clearly. Because until men come to know that it's beyond your skills and capacity that things are happening to you, you might still be in trouble. But when they have come to know that beyond your, in addition to your capacity, in addition to your skills, there is a hand behind all that is happening to you. Do you know that this is a form of evangelism? That the whole nation, in fact, do you know those that came to meet him, top officials, they all came. And they say, we can see clearly that the Lord is with you. Will it not be wonderful that people can come to your office or come to your shop and they will say, we can see clearly that this thing that is happening to you is by the help of God. May that be our testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. 29 says that you will do us no harm, just as we did not harm you. But always treated you well and sent you away peacefully. And now, did you see that? And now, you are blessed by the Lord. Do you know that it was unbelievers that are saying this? Unbelievers are saying that now we know that you are blessed by the Lord. It tells me that an unbeliever can tell when the hand of God is upon his children, upon God's children. Because the Lord has blessed you. So I'm praying that the Lord will help us in the area of divine leadership. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the seventh thing I want to share so that we can take time to pray is what you now see in verse 32. Can we go to verse 32? Verse 32. Can we read together verse 32? Okay, let's start from verse 32 to 33. Can we read together? One to go. That day Isaac's servant came and told him about the well, the dog. They said, we found water. Now let's stop there. Do you discover now that all this were happening from the time of famine? And then he discovered water. And discovered water. And discovered water. And then he thought that maybe that was all. But the Bible says what? Give us that passage again. The day Isaac's servant. Now, before now, who discovered water? Isaac. Now, Isaac has left the realm of discovering of water. Who was not discovering water? His servant. Parents, lift up your hands. All parents, lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, what is working for you, may it be transferred to your children. Yeah. Sir, Isaac reopened the well of his fathers. But a time came, Isaac left that. Who was discovering water? They were just everywhere now. Do you know that? Oh my God, there's not. Do you know that this land we are talking about was actually the land where there was famine? Do you remember that? How many of you remember? Let me see your hand. Remember that? It was a land of famine. So let me ask you, do you think that the water has been there since? You didn't answer me. I said, do you think the water has been there since? in the name of Jesus, you will discover your own water. You will discover your own. Reverend sir, in Rehoboth, we don't drag for wells. We don't drag for water. We all discover our own. Before now, we drag. We say, I found though. Then Reverend will say, okay, let me share it to you. You find your, okay, take your own. You take your own. But we have entered the season that you find your own, I find my own. No quarrel again. When we know we have entered Rehoboth is when there's no more quarrel. It's when what was cast before become common. Lift up your hands. Over this church, things that are hard will become common. In this Abuja, where they say, things are hard, you will discover your own way. Reverend, there was a woman in the book of John. They call her the Samaritan woman. The Bible says she went to fresh water from the well of her father. And her father was Jacob. So which means that Jacob found a well, a water that stayed beyond centuries. The water was still there. Lift up your hands. The kind of blessing that will come your way. Your children's 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 children will still be drinking from it in the name of Jesus. This is what Rehoboth is all about. This is what Rehoboth Escalate is all about. Is that we have entered the realm that everything is just there. Sir, before they dig no water, but the time came, you dig here water, dig here water, dig here water, dig here water. Lift up your hands. Anywhere you dig from today, you will find water. There's no much time. But why the emphasis of water? Because, sir, water satisfied taste. Yes, he did not find gold. He did not. What he found was water. Yes, lift up your hands. Whatever will satisfy your taste, God will give it to you. Yes. But God will not only give it to you, He will give you that well. Yes. Beloved, this is what Rehoboth Escalate is all about. That what becomes scarce becomes abundant. Let me do some prophetic work. If you can stand. I pick my testimony. I draw from my well this morning. You better draw. Just draw something. I've discovered my well. I'm in a good land. In Jesus' name we are prayed. I don't know about you, but I'm saying this to myself. Whatever has been cast for me, I enter into the abundance of that thing. There's a well. Sister, there's a well. Brother, there's a well. Look at somebody and say, there's a well.
Oh, tell them, say there's a well around you. There's a well. There's a well. There's a well. Now understand why God was setting us up. The reason he was setting us up, because there's a well. He was not that he didn't understand that thing was going to happen. He knew that thing was going to happen, but he knew there's a well. There's a well. Lift up your hands and give God praise, because there's a well. There's joy. And now with joy, we draw out. Oh, with joy, we draw out from the well of salvation. Somebody, can you just rejoice this evening? With joy, we draw out. With joy, with joy, with joy, with joy, with joy, with joy, with joy. With joy. Yes, with the song. With joy. With joy. With joy. With joy. With joy. In Jesus' name we are praying. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. If I'm not mistaken, the theme of this church was Rehoboth, if I'm not mistaken. Because I follow you, sir. Then I think it was Rehoboth transformed or reloaded. Reloaded. Then transformed. Then restored. Then this one is what? There's something about this Rehoboth. It tells you that there are different dimensions. Please permit me. Give us that passage again before we pray. Give us that passage again. Before we pray, give us that passage again quickly. The Bible says that day Isaac's servant came and told him about the well they have dug, and they said, "We found water." Verse 33, one to go. And he called it what? Shiba. Do you know the meaning of Sheba? It means that a place where there were 7 palm trees. And to this day, the name of the town has been what? So what God is saying is this. And I'm going to say this, we're going to pray. I will not only give you water. I will not give you only what you are looking for. I will lead you to the source. Not only that, I will not only lead you to the source. I will put a shield over you, a shade over your head. Which means that from today, you will not labor over any hot sun. That's what it means. You will not labor. There will be what now? Before now, when you look for well, when you look for water, there is, but now, there's a covering. I said tonight we are going to plant some seeds. Lift up your hands now and say, "Oh Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for tonight." Reverend Sherman was praying with that scripture today. Let's go back to that scripture again in Amos 9. But so maybe that's the seed we need to sow. And then I will hand over to God's servant. Amos 9. Elijah, can you help us with that scripture? Amos 9. Message translation. Thank you, Father. Can we read together? Because this is a seed we are sowing. Can we read together? One to go. And everywhere you look, blessings like wine pouring off the mountains. And can you lift up your voice and give God praise tonight? Give God praise tonight. Give God praise tonight. Can you pray?